Penguin Random House Audio presents The Devils of Cardona by Matthew Carr. Read for you by Robertson Dean. Chapter 1. In the early hours of March 20th, 1584, Padre Juan Panayes awoke from a drunken stupor to find his servant girl Ines lying naked beside him. It was the morning after the Day of the Beast, and the skinny little body that had briefly aroused him during the previous night's festivities now took up so much room that he prodded her awake with his elbow, nearly pushing her out of the narrow bed. Ines knew what was expected of her. She crawled sleepily out from under the blankets and slipped on her dress and tied back her hair in the murky half-light before padding from the room to prepare his breakfast. The priest rolled over and squeezed his eyes shut in a vain attempt to ignore his parched tongue and throbbing temples. Finally, he abandoned the effort and hoisted his heavy body upright. He sat on the edge of the bed in his nightshirt, with his large feet resting on the cold, tiled floor, and grimaced at the acrid smell of sex, wine, and stale beer, and the sight of the sagging purse on the bedside table. He could not remember how much he had lost, or whether he had lost it on cards or dice, but he knew that it had been a bad night. He told himself that there would be other games and better nights, as he went out into the privy to piss and curse the shriveled cock that had led him again to stray from the path of virtue. He rinsed it clean and sponged his face and body before eating the bread, egg, and ham that Ines had left him. After washing the food down with a glass of brandy, he changed into his vestments, first the white alb, then the amice draped over his shoulders, followed by the long black cape.